Well, a day after the Treasurer Joe Hockey won a landmark defamation case against Fairfax Media, the Australian Press Council called for urgent reform of defamation laws. The federal court ruled this week a Fairfax poster and two tweets promoting a story with the words "Treasurer for sale" were defamatory, and they awarded Joe Hockey $200,000 in damages. This is the first time an Australian politician has successfully sued over a tweet. Professor David Weisbrot is chair of the Australian Press Council and former president of the Australian Law Reform Commission. David Weisbrot, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So you say this proves it's time to reform Australia's defamation laws. Why?
Well, I think it's amongst the evidence. We've needed to reform defamation law for a long time. I think contrary to most other Western countries, we have the balance wrong between protecting reputation and encouraging robust free speech. And this is just another example of it. We also need to bring the law into the modern social media age. Arguably, we're still in the 18th century in Australian defamation law. We've got to catch up a few hundred years.
But in a sense, isn't this ruling by the court in the Treasurer's case, isn't it an attempt by the court to get that balance right of protecting reputation and encouraging free speech? Because, yes, it ruled that the Treasurer's reputation was damaged by that poster and by those tweets that said "Treasurer for sale," but it didn't rule that the article itself was unfair or defamatory. So it allowed for the newspaper to run the stories.
That's right. I'm not criticising either the judgment or the motives of politicians who bring such actions. What I'm criticizing is the law that the courts have to work with when they do this. So I think it was actually a very well-written judgment and very sensitive, but it's operating on kind of outmoded notions of what the law should be. And the balance has always been difficult in Australia because, unlike virtually every other Western democracy, we don't have a Bill of Rights or constitutional protection of free speech.
Okay, so how is our law not working at the moment? And if we keep using this case of the Treasurer, for example, against Fairfax, how is the law wrong that allowed this to go ahead? Is that your point?
Yeah, well, I think we need a broader amendment or a broader reform of defamation law. For example, the UK did a very extensive review of their similar defamation laws, and in 2013, the Parliament overwhelmingly passed a new law that contains a number of new defences, statutory defences, so you can much more play up comment on matters of public interest, or that the publishers reasonably believe that the statement complained of was in the public interest. There's also a defense that is about engaging in responsible journalism, and so it gets closer to the American law, which is that free speech is the prized value, and only where publishers engage in actual malice should they be found to be guilty of defamation.
And how does that match with the ruling in this case, for instance, where I think the judge did say that the headline, the Treasurer for Sale, was prompted by, I think the word was, animus on the part of the editor? Does that go close to actual malice or a different thing?
It does. On this particular fact situation, there was evidence presented, and the judge seemed to accept that there was an agenda there. But that's usually not the case with defamation actions in Australia. Normally, there's not that kind of smoking gun or even that allegation.
In a sense, you want the law change, but you want the whole approach of all of us to be different. You say defamation action should be the last port of call, not the first for a politician.
Well, especially for politicians and other public figures that have ready access to correct the record. So journalists, I'd probably put in the same category. You know, you can go on and correct the record yourself in print or on broadcast. But politicians are in a special position. They can go into Parliament and, with the benefits of parliamentary privilege, say pretty much anything they like within reason. So they also can call a press conference and so on. So they have many, many opportunities to remedy a situation they feel has got out of hand in terms of reporting. They can also make a complaint to the Press Council, and we will determine whether our standards have been breached or not. There's no money changes hands, but reputations can be vindicated in that cheap and effective way.
So in a sense, do you think the fact that politicians aren't happy, or journalists aren't happy with those avenues, but politicians, as you say, have the parliament, that in this country, perhaps our politicians, our journalists and other public figures have a glass jaw?
Well, many do. We're very quick to use the courts, and in fact, that's been a part of Australian culture for hundreds of years, right back to the early colonies when settlers who were very concerned about being called convicts or ex-convicts used the courts to vindicate their reputation. We're one of the most litigious societies in the world when it comes to protecting reputation. But I think these days there are better, cheaper, more effective ways of doing that, and ways that actually inhibit robust political debate.
So, David Weisbrot, you are proposing and offering, in a sense, the Press Council to lead an inquiry into this, is it?
Well,
to change the law reform?
I'd love somebody else to do it and we'd participate, but if not, then we would be happy to lead that process. We can form a kind of all-parties committee. We can do the research. We can do the community consultation. Ultimately, of course, it's up to parliaments to change the law, and that's been the problem. There have been very many inquiries over the years into defamation law reform, but when it hits Parliament, the politicians say, well, you know, I remember that time I was treated fairly harshly. Maybe I won't go for this. So I think we need a change in that political culture, that politicians, as you say, need to have a little bit less of a glass jaw. We do treat them pretty harshly sometimes, but I think that comes with the territory, and most of them accept it in good grace.
David Weisbrot, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
My pleasure, Fran.
Professor David Weisbrot, AM, Chair of the Australian Press Council and former President of the Law Reform Commission. I think we could safely say starting another campaign almost for law reform in terms of defamation law in this country to be reformed, or at least looked at.